Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
David had seen to the ordering of priests and Levites, the religious leaders, the gatekeepers and treasury guards, the national security leaders, and, quote, the captains of thousands and hundreds and their officers, 1 Chronicles 27:1, the military leaders. But there is still the necessary recognition of civil leaders, and so they are listed here, verses 16 to 22. For some reason, Asher and Gad are missing, but there are still 12 groups mentioned. The Levites are added, with the Aaronites as a subdivision, verse 17. And there are two groups from Manasseh, one on either side of the river. Asher's tribe was given coastal land just south of Lebanon, but never possessed it. But of landlocked Zebulun we read, quote, Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea, and his border shall adjoin Sidon, Genesis 49:13. So it seems that Asher was absorbed into the tribe of Zebulun. Today, the valley parallel to the Mediterranean coast is called the Valley of Zebulun, even though it was territory allotted to Asher. I'm not sure what happened to poor Gad, maybe something similar. It reminds us of the warning, quote, Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Revelation 3:11. All the crowns will be handed out, all the territory captured, but the one to whom it was intended may not have it, because it was never claimed by faith. Be sure to possess your possession. Obadiah 1:17. In the list we find, quote, Elihu, one of David's brothers, 1 Chronicles 27:18, and also Jaaziel, the son of Abner, verse 21, a relative of Saul's, 1 Samuel 14, verse 50. Thus we see David's magnanimity, not only with Mephibosheth at his table, but Jaaziel in his administration. This reminds me that I was somebody's enemy, and he's allowed me to reign with him as well.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.